الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک حبیبک یا نور اللہ. The prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has narrated, anyone who recites durood upon me 3 times in the day and 3 times in the night due to love and devotion for me, Allahu Akbar, Allah azza wa jal will forgive the sins he committed during the day and that night. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again we welcome you to this auspicious episode on Madani Channel known as the Laws of Salah. Alhamdulillah, as we had covered many aspects in regards of performing Salah correctly, we had learned many rules and regulations, the importance of Salah, and those things that will bring in us khushu and khudu, fear and humility of the heart and body. Indeed, these issues are extremely important for the one who wants to gain the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who wants the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal to shower upon him. Salah is the key, and to perform Salah correctly, as we have also heard many, many ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this regard. Therefore, inshallah Azza wa Jal, before we go further, a humble appeal to all the viewers of Madani Channel that we should develop this kind of habit, that whensoever we are about to do any good act, like watching this program is a good act, for you are going to learn ilm deen. So therefore, before watching this program, come, let us all get together and make good and pious intentions. You make this intention that I am going to seek ilm deen for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will convey to others as well as practice upon it. You will watch this program from beginning to end, and I make this intention that I will teach ilm deen for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will practice upon it myself, and I will motivate others to also practice upon it. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, convey on my behalf even if it is a single verse. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, as in the previous episodes we had covered the 32 makruhate tahreema of salah, where we discussed the hanging of a shawl over the shoulders. If you have a handkerchief or a shawl over your shoulder, how should it be? In which position should it be? And then we discussed the intense excretory requirement, answering the call of nature. If one needs to go to answer the call of nature, and how intense is that? If he's got time to perform salah, what he should do, and if he does not have time, then what he should do. As well as crackling of knuckles, as we discussed, that it is a common habit of the brothers and people these days, that before salah we crackle the knuckles, we bust them, as well as in salah at times. So the different rulings regarding cracklings of knuckles whilst going for salah or waiting for salah, in the condition of salah and after salah, or doing any other work, what are the rules and regulations? Then we discussed the issue of placing the hand on the back in salah or out of salah. Subhanallah. Looking towards the sky in your namaz, looking towards the musalli. And then we also discussed about yawning and those things that make your salah makruh tahrimi, as well as hasting before the imam. In other words, a person will go into ruku and sujood before the imam goes into ruku and sujood. If the imam says Allahu Akbar, then the one stands up before the imam. Every action is done before the imam. So what will be the punishment of such a person? Allahu Akbar. I gave you a very trembling waqia and story about a great muhaddith who used to teach the hadith and what was his condition. So this was a little brief recap of what we had studied in the previous episode. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we will discuss the 33 makruhate tanzihi of salah. Subhanallah. But before we go on, let us just touch on one or two issues before we discuss the makruhate tanzihi. I want to speak about that issue which are related to the makruhate tahrimi of salah, so that the subject can be completed. As we concluded at that juncture, and our last discussion was that a musalli should not haste before the imam. He should not do his actions before the imam. And this is where we concluded. So before we discuss the issue of makruhate tanzihi, there are one or two other issues that we should discuss regarding makruh tahrima. And that is offering salah wearing just a trousers or a tahband. Tahband means sarong, despite having other clothes. If a person has other clothes in his custody, in his cupboard, in his home, where he is performing salah, so he should rather use those clothes and perform his salah than rather just using a trousers or a tahband. And then imams prolonging the salah for a person to value him is makruh tahrimi. However, if it was aimed at helping him in joining the salah, there is no harm in lengthening the salah for the amount of time in which tasbih can be uttered at once or twice. So those who are imams should bear this in mind, that to prolong the salah for an acquitted person, to value him, to value his reputation, to value him, it is makruh tahrimi. But the other half is this, that however, if it was aimed at helping him in joining the salah, so that he may join and gain that rak'at, then you should prolong it only for this extent, in which subhanallah can be uttered once or twice. And then offering salah on an illegally seized piece of land, which would also be makruh tahrimi, or on someone else's field that is used for cultivation, facing a grave, to face the grave and perform salah, if there is nothing in between the musalli and the grave. If there is nothing between the grave and the musalli, then the salah will be makruhe tahrimi. Offering salah in this believer's place of worship, even going there is forbidden. Allahu Akbar. If a shirt's button were left undone in such a way that exposes the chest of that person, the salah will become makruhe tahrimi. However, inside the shirt, if there is any other clothes that keeps the chest still covered, the salah will become makruhe tanzihi. So, the buttons of your shirt should not be open. Stand with utmost love, affection, humility of the body and the heart. Khushu and khudu should be there. So one should make sure that his sleeves are unfolded. His buttons are not undone. His pants is not folded. He is neat, he is clean, and he had performed his ablution. All this shows interest in the musalli that he wants to perform his salah in the correct manner. And then you enjoy and you get the taste, the proper taste of salah. Lastly, offering salah wearing just clothes that have the image of an animate being is makruhe tahrimi. Wearing such a dress is not permissible even when not offering salah. If the portrait of an animate being is displayed above musalli's head, for example, at the ceiling, he is offering salah and that picture or animate being is above his head, or the place of sajda at his front, his right or left side, it is makruhe tahrimi to perform his salah in such a way. If the picture is displayed at the rear side, though it is also makruh, yet it is less severe than the previous cases. Allahu Akbar. So we had learned that these pictures and animate beings should not be around a musalli, above him, on the sides, in front. If it is behind him, though it is makruh, but it is less severe in all the previous cases that we have discussed. So, to not use things that have these pictures, it is better. And your salah will not be makruh tahrimi if you don't use such clothes. Subhanallah. Let us now learn about the 33 makruhate tanzihi of salah. Despite having other clothes, offering salah wearing a labor dress, offering salah with bare head out of laziness. If cap or turban fell from the head during salah, it is preferable to pick it up, provided amale kathir is not needed. If there is a need of picking it up again and again, then leave it. If not picking it up is aimed at attaining khushu and khudu, humility of the body and heart, then not picking it up is better. If someone is offering salah beheaded or his cap has fallen, the other person should not place his cap onto his head. So if the musalli's topi fell out, the next brother that had come should not pick up his hat and put it on his head. Leave it as it is. In ruku or sajda, uttering tasbih less than 3 times unnecessarily is also makruhe tanzihi. If the time is about to elapse for salah or train is about to depart, then it doesn't matter. If the imam has raised his head from ruku or sujood before the muqtadi utters tasbih 3 times, the muqtadi should follow the imam. Removing dust or grass from the forehead during salah. However, if the dust or grass distracts attention from salah, there is no harm in removing it. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, how important it is for us to know these things. Because without us knowing these rules and regulations, how would one adapt and inculcate that kind of love for salah, or find the lazzat and taste and beauty, beautification in salah? It is not going to be possible at all. When you know these things, when you realize and bring this into practice, then only one would have khushu and khudu. Allahu Akbar. Turning fingers from qibla in sajda. Simply understand it this, that If one is in sajda, he moves his fingers away from the qibla. It is makruh tanzihi. Man's making his thigh touch his belly in sajda. If a person goes in sajda, a man goes in sajda, and he makes his thigh touch his belly in this prostration, in this position, then his salah will become makruh tanzihi. Replying to salam during salah with gesture of hand or nod of head. Replying to salam verbally will nullify the salah. Sitting in cross-legged position during salah without a reason. Stretching as one does having woken up from a sleep. Stretching the body, like how when one gets up from his sleep, in salah he stretches his body and takes out the tightness. So this will also make his salah makruh tanzihi. Deliberately coughing or clearing throat, if there is a natural need of doing so, there is no harm. Deliberately coughing, jaan boojh ke koi khaasta hai namaz ke andar. Or clearing the throat, if there is a natural need of doing so, naturally if it is coming, then there is no harm at all. While going down for sajda, placing hands on the ground before placing knees without any reason. This is also commonly seen, Madani channel viewers, that youngsters these days in the masjid are performing salah. Or sajde mein jaate huye, while going for sajda, while going for prostration, before the knees touch the ground, as in the previous episode we did discuss the tarteeb and the style, what is the proper method of sajda, which bones should touch the ground first. So while going for sajda, without any shari'i reason, without any reason, he places his hands on the ground before his knees. In this case as well, his salah becomes makruh tanzihi. Lifting knees before lifting hands without any reason when standing, meaning vice versa. Keeping head higher or lower than the back in ruku. We also discussed ki how the back should be in ruku, how straight should it be, where the eyes should be in ruku, where the side should be focused in ruku. Uttering sana, ta'awudh, tasmiyah and ameen loudly in salah. Also makruh tanzihi. Leaning against a wall, etc. without any reason. Also makruh tanzihi. Not placing hands on knees in ruku and not placing hands on the ground in sajda is also makruh tanzihi. Swaying from side to side, however, sometimes applying weight on the right foot and sometimes applying weight on the left foot is sunnah. It is mustahab to apply weight on the right side when going down for sajda and on the left side when standing from sajda. Closing eyes in salah. Closing the eyes in salah is makruh tanzihi, but if closing eyes brings about khushu and khudu, meaning humility and fear of the heart, it is preferable to close the eyes and perform salah. In other words, for concentration, if one has to close his eyes, he is trying to have tawajjuh in his salah, he is trying to build that humility and fear, he wants to beautify his salah, and if he keeps his eyes opened, his concentration is derived. So for him, closing eyes is preferable. However, offering salah in front of burning fire, offering salah in front of a burning, flaming fire, if a fire torch or a lamp is in front of the musalli, there is no harm. So offering salah in front of a burning fire is one thing, which will be makruh tanzihi. But if a fire torch or a lamp is in front of the musalli, there is no harm in that. Offering salah in front of such a thing that distracts attention from salah. For instance, ornaments or games, as these ornaments may distract the attention of the musalli, he may lose his tawajjuh and concentration in salah. He may lose that khushu and khudu that he has in his heart whilst in salah. So, having these games in front of a musalli, having these ornaments in front of a musalli, it's makruh tanzihi. He should try to avoid them and perform salah in a place where there's no ornaments and games or things that may attract his attention. Running for salah is also makruh tanzihi. It is also seen, and we did discuss this in the previous episodes, that when a person is rushing for jama'at in the masjid, we studied many ahadith regarding this. And the saying of Ala Hazrat in Fatawa Razviya Sharif, that a musalli, how he should attend the jama'at, he should not run, he should not hastily walk and create noise in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like walking briskly, just walking in a state where you are not too fast, where you are not too slow, but in a position or in a way that sound is not created of you stamping your feet in the masjid and running towards salah. Allahu Akbar. Offering salah at the following places is also makruh tanzihi. I'm going to mention it to you. Number one, at a public pass, at a rubbish dump, in a slaughterhouse where animals are slaughtered, in a stable, for example, the place where horses are kept, in a bathroom, on a farm, especially where camels are kept, on the roof of a toilet. So in these places, to perform salah will be makruh tanzihi. And as we are coming towards the end of our silsila, the laws of salah, lastly, we would also learn that sweating a fly or mosquito with hand without any reason, if a louse or mosquito harms the musalli, there is no harm in killing it, provided amale kathir is avoided. Any such amale qaleel that is beneficial for the musalli rectifies salah, is permissible, whereas the one that is not beneficial does not rectify salah, is makruh. And lastly, offering salah wearing clothes with their stitched side out, or hanging such clothes over body, is also makruh tanzihi. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, alhamdulillah, we had learnt these beautiful rulings regarding salah. I am sure now that you have heard them, you will try and make koshish, you will try hard in order to rectify your salah, so that you may find and gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah azza wa jal, in the coming episodes, we will discuss the issue of offering salah wearing half sleeve clothes, as well as conditions of following an imam, as well as the views of Madani channel. We will discuss the salah of Jumu'ah, the salah of janazah, the dua read in janazah. These things is compulsory upon every Muslim to know. You should know these du'as. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, inshallah, dear viewers of Madani channel, we will learn them and we will teach it to others, as we did make good intentions in the beginning of this episode. Subhanallah. So don't forget to join us on the coming episodes. And as I also mentioned previously in many other episodes, that this book, The Laws of Salah, written by Amir Ahl Sunnat Bani Da'wat Islami Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Radhi Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliya, is a must in every home. Get your hands on this book. It's based on the Hanafi school of thought, and we are teaching from this book. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice what we preach. Don't forget, what is our Madani mission? I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabiya Allah.
Over there, namaz will have